Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Hub Walker. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lewis Brower. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Rees. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Alexander reaches second base with a double. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone takes first base on ball four. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball into Rees, who tags Koenig, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Alexander scores. Stone moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lewis Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is hit by the pitch. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brower moves to second. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Brower moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McManus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Sherrod now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexander moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lewis Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brower hits a fly ball towards center. Combs catches it and throws to home to double up Alexander. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 0 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Larry reaches second base with a double. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Walker reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherrod hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0 for 2 in the game. Rees hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Combs scores. Rees moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-3, Tigers. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rees scores. Ruth moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Tigers. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brower fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kernick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherrod covering, for the out. One out. Lewis Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brower takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kernick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherrod bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sherrod for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Brower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rees hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brower fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari pinch hits for Joe Sewell. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to second. Two outs. Samuel Bird pinch hits for Roy Sherrod. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Lazzari now playing third base. Jim Weaver now pitching. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Koenig strikes out. One out. Lewis Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brower hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brower moves to second. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill bunts towards the mound. Weaver juggles the ball. That's an error on Weaver. Brower moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. Lefty Weinert now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brower scores. Hayworth scores. Whitehill moves to third. It's 7-4, Tigers. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese misplays the ball. That's an error on Reese. Whitehill scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 4. the Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Hogue pinch hits for Jimmy Rees. George Uhel now pitching. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 8-5, Tigers. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.